Chandler Smith is fourth. Fifth place goes to Parker Kligerman. Jesse Love finished sixth. Riley Herbst moved up a spot. He finished seventh. Cole Custer finished eighth. Ninth, Sheldon Creed. Tenth goes to Austin Hill.
So, A.J. Allmendinger picked a fine time to get that first win this season. It couldn't be any bigger. He wins round one in the round of eight, and he will move on now to become the first of the championship four. Chris Rice, Colleague Racing, they're all going nuts down on pit road, and well, they should. Now A.J. about to light him up and do the smoke show here along the front straightaway at Las Vegas Motor Speedway for Ryan Sieg. The fourth time, the bridesmaid, never the bride. Never has gotten the bouquet, but man, did he give it a great run.
Got to give him a lot of credit. He ran that car so hard, and it was looking like he was going to get a great jump off of turn number two and catch him. But A.J. Allmendinger knows the championship could be on the line for him, and he is just burning it down here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. I don't think there's going to be much rubber left on those tires, if any at all. He's probably going to drive that to victory lane on the inner liner.
So here's what it looks like now, heading for Homestead. Race two in the round of eight for the Xfinity Series. A.J. Allmendinger has now become the first of the championship four, plus 32 points Dustin Allgaier, plus 16 points ranked third Cole Custer, plus 8 ranked fourth is Chandler Smith. Falling out of the top four, 8 points under the cut line now is Austin Hill, minus 13, Jesse Love, Sam Mayer, minus 23, Sammy Smith, the big loser today, 53 points below the cut line heading to Homestead.
That is a big hit. By the way, for Colleague Racing, they finished first and last today with A.J. Allmendinger winning, Shane Van Gisbergen finishing 32nd. Let's go down to pit road with some of our top finishers and Brett McMillan.
Justin Allgaier out of the car, coming home third place. Had a strong car all night long, but, well, I tell you, that 16 was really tough, wasn't he?
Yeah, AJ did a great job. Hats off to those guys again, Chevrolet Victory Lane. Ryan did a great job, too. Just really proud of this team. You know, yesterday in practice, we weren't as good as we wanted to be, and they went to work and made great adjustments all day and put us in a great position. Just, I don't know. Got a little bit of damage. That probably hurt us a little bit, but then at the end there, just not able to get in their dirty like I wanted to. So really proud of this Brandt Freshner coach team. Come out of here with a solid top three. Great start to the next round, and obviously got some good stage points. So we'll move on to next week.
Congratulations. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
Ryan Sieg, for the fifth time, comes home second place. Ryan, super close call for you. Was the caution in your favor or not? Do you think you could have gotten them?
Yeah, for sure. Could have gotten them. I just struggled on the last restart. I got a little better, but still just struggled even on the that last one there. I just spun a little bit, just I made it better, just not enough, just frustrated. We had a good car, just on the long run, but restarts I just need to work on, but sucks, but second's good, but damn, I want to win.
Frustration for sure from Ryan Sieg. Brett McMillan.
Parker Kligerman comes home fifth today. That last restart, man, he got a great restart and a strong finish. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, the first stage we were a little off, but then we worked on it, and Patrick and everyone did a good job tuning this thing in, and then as the track got colder, we just got faster and faster, and, Spike Corps Chevy just kept increasing speed, and it potentially started to get us, I thought at one point, as fast as the internet, because we were the fastest car on the racetrack for a while, which was very fun, but we just didn't have the track position, and, to the green flag cycle, we didn't make up any positions, and then each of the restarts, we moved forward, but we just couldn't quite get far enough up. I felt like if I could have gotten to the top two or three with a long run, maybe we'd have something for the 16, but overall, good day, solid day, and we'll take it. It's good to have top fives.
That's Parker Kligerman.
Cole Custer down here, finishing eighth, but big picture, a good point save for you, Cole. How would you walk away from Las Vegas feeling?
It was good. I mean, we had a solid points day. Definitely not what we wanted. We wish we had a three systems Ford Mustang to compete for a win today, but just didn't have the long run speed today. So we'll move on to Homestead. We know that's a strong track for us. All our guys are doing a great job, and we just got to keep maximizing our days, and we'll be in the fight.
That is Cole Custer with an eighth-place finish and a good point save for him, guys.
Thank you very much, Wendy. Boy, A.J. Allmendinger, he's burning it down again. He's got the checkered flag. He's going to be heading to Victory Lane where Brett McMillan will join him. And, of course, A.J. Allmendinger, his wife, Tara, their beautiful son, Arrow. Hopefully everyone's here today at Vegas. And, Mark, you can see that tire flapping in the wind there on the left rear.
I was just going to say he's got a little bit of fun there, that flapping there on the fender just a bit. And you could tell A.J. was so excited here on the start-finish line at the racetrack. So much relief. You get the win, but it was such a big win with such major ramifications. Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
Chandler Smith just doing some interviews right now. Chandler, a good solid day for you. Did you think you were going to have enough even with that restart to get up front to battle for that?
No, not at all. Honestly, it was in my best interest to push the 28 out and try to let him. He was the best car today. I mean, he was lights out. It was crazy how good he was, especially on the long run. But no, I didn't have anything for him there. We were probably maybe at best a fourth place car, but we definitely maximized our day.
All right, how was it for the points for you? When you say maximizing your day, does that give you a little bit of confidence going to next week?
Plus eight ain't a big cushion, so we definitely need to make sure that we're flawless the next week and going to Martinsville as well. So we'll go dot our I's and cross our T's.
All right, that's Chandler Smith. He comes home fourth here at Las Vegas.
And he is currently ranked fourth, the first guy just above the cut line, 8 points up on Austin Hill.
Yeah, but he's right. 8 points is not much, especially when you consider he's 8 points up on Austin Hill, only 13 points up on Jesse Love. He's 23 points up on Sam Mayer. It's Sammy Smith. He's the one who had the most devastating day today with some damage on his car, also having to make that late pit stop as well, finishing four laps down, minus 53 points. We saw him come from the back and win at Talladega. I don't know that I have the same confidence that that could happen at Homestead or Martinsville, but this is why we tune in.
Absolutely, and you can bet, like the baseball player that needs the home run to tie up the game in the ninth, he is going to swing for the fence at Homestead and Martinsville and see what happens.
Yeah, he is definitely going to swing for the fence. This is going to be an exciting victory lane. Anytime Colic Racing wins, they talk about the trophy hunting, and they put A.J. Allmendinger back in their Xfinity Series program. He was able to race his way into this round. Now he races his way into the Championship Four. But it's not the same celebration for everyone, Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, Sammy Smith is one of those guys, a little bit dejected, bringing out that late race caution. It looked like a low voltage issue, in and out of power. Exactly explain to us what happened there.
Like it shut off. It was sputtering for three or four laps, and then it finally shut off, and obviously I couldn't make it around. And then I was able to get all my stuff off and recycle the engine, and it seemed to come back on. But we still had to change the battery because it was still cutting out. So tough deal on that part, but overall I don't know what a 25th or a 30 seconds to difference at the end of the day, so it didn't really matter, but we just got to regroup and try to go win the next two.
All right, that is Sammy Smith, and he is minus 53 points, guys.
All right, thank you very much, Wendy Venturini. Again, tough luck for him. He was pretty fast. All right, well, let's go down to Progressive Victory Lane with Brett McMillan.
All right, A.J. Allmendinger out of the car. He is hugging the crew. You can imagine smiles and a lot of cheers all the way around. A.J., and he's going to go hug everybody. He's got to hug the entire crew. He's already been soaked. We're going to get A.J. Allmendinger. Man, if you're going to wait to win a race, then what a better time to do it to get yourself a trip to Phoenix. Congratulations.
Man, what a year to go up and down to win here in Vegas and lock ourselves into the Championship Four. Modern Day Garage Chevy was so hooked up. Alex Jantz, all the men and women at Car Race. The pit stops were phenomenal. This thing was hooked up, but man, Sieg was so fast there at the end.
Happy birthday, Matt Colley.
Matt's birthday. I can't thank everybody at College Racing enough for the belief they put in me. The ups and downs, we stick together. Holy moly, what a night.
What were your thoughts as you saw Sieg closing in and on that final restart?
I mean, he's really fast here, and I could see early in the race on old tires this car was good. I was just starting to get a little too loose. His strength was getting into the corners, which was my weakness. And
Josh Williams comes in.
Yeah, it was. I knew he was loose under me, but I just had to, those last two laps, hit as perfect laps as I could, and I did my best.
How are you going to enjoy these next 2 weeks before Phoenix?
So much stress relief. Oh, my God. But, hey, we want to go to Homestead. We want to go to Martinsville and still kick their ass, so we're going to go to work. But it's nice to be able to focus on the Phoenix car. It's a racetrack that's been our weakness, so we got 3 weeks to go work on it.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You heard him. It's Matt Colley's birthday, and these guys, you could hear it. I don't know that I've ever heard A.J. Allmendinger nearly speechless, but he was. He is so happy.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Brett McMillan. That interview from Progressive Victory Lane, brought to you by Progressive. The annual Progressive Keys to Progress program provides vehicles to deserving veterans, helping our heroes drive their lives forward. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
So let's give you a full field rundown. A.J. Allmendinger, his first win of 2024, his second at Las Vegas, his 18th career Xfinity Series victory. Ryan Sieg, the runner-up for the fourth time in his career, yet to go to victory lane. Justin Allgaier, third. Chandler Smith, fourth. Fifth, Parker Kligerman. Jesse Love, sixth. Seventh, Riley Herbst. Cole Custer, eighth. Ninth, Sheldon Creed. Austin Hill in 10th.
11th was Corey Heim. Daniel Dye finished in 12th. 13th, Eric Almirola. Sam Mayer was 14th. Josh Williams finished 15th. 16th was Matt DiBenedetto. Brandon Jones from the pole ended up finishing 17th. 18th, Jeremy Clements, Anthony Alfredo in 19th, and Kyle Weatherman in 20th.
21st, Brennan Poole, Parker Retzlaff, 22nd, 23rd, Myatt Snyder, Jeb Burton winds up 24th, the last car on the lead lap. Minus two in 25th, J.J. Yeley, Kyle Sieg, 26th, 27th, Dylan Lupton, Ryan Ellis, 28th, Garrett Smithley, 29th, Joey Gase in 30th.
31st was Blaine Perkins, 32nd, Sammy Smith. We had Taylor Gray finishing 33rd, 34th, Ryan Vargas. Akinori Ogata finished 35th, 36th, Dawson Cram, 37th, and out of the race was Leland Honeyman, and 38th, the final finisher, Shane Van Gisbergen.
So there you go. All that's left for us is to come on the air tomorrow at 1:30 Eastern time, 10:30 local here at Las Vegas to get the South Point 400 underway. Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick will lead him to the green flag.
Taking a look at our point snapshot in the Xfinity Series, A.J. Allmendinger wins his way through to the championship round. He'll be one of the championship four contenders. Sitting at plus 32 is Justin Allgaier. At plus 36, Cole Custer. Plus 8 is Chandler Smith. Minus 8 is Austin Hill, his teammate Jesse Love. Minus 13. Minus 23, Sam Mayer. Minus 53 is Sammy Smith. Once again, we find a couple of Junior Motorsports teammates far down in the points rankings.
Again, they're going to have to go for the fence at Homestead and Martinsville. Let's see what happens.
Yes, we will. Want to say a big thanks to our broadcast crew, our pit reporters, Wendy Venturini and Brett McMillan. In the turns, Nick Yeoman and Pat Patterson. Our engineers, Harold Hamrick, Bill Parrott, and David Stiles. Our director is Laura Beth Barnhart. Sales and marketing is Jerry Horn, Alexis Erickson, Hank Lee, Barry Roach, David Stiles, and Caleb Whistler. Production is Kent Bernhardt. For Mark Garrow, my name is Brad Gilley. As he mentioned, we'll see you tomorrow, 1:30 Eastern time, for the South Point 400. Thank you so much to tuning in. Congratulations to A.J. Allmendinger, winner of the Ambetter Health 302 here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
The Ambetter Health 302 from Las Vegas Motor Speedway was presented by State Water Heaters. When you need a water heater, make sure you get a State. Visit statewaterheaters.com to find a professional installer near you. Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers 24/7 protection when you bundle home, auto, and motorcycle. Learn more at progressive.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Brought to you by Toyota. For the latest Toyota racing information, visit toyotaracing.com. Ambetter Health. Ambetter Health is America's number one marketplace health insurance. Sign up starting November 1st. Learn more at ambetterhealth.com/learn more. And by GEICO. GEICO's mobile app has 24/7 claim service and on-the-go policy info. Get more with GEICO. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Sometimes I'd like to hide away somewhere and lock the door. A single battle lost, but not the war. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway. So bring on the rain. Almost like the hard times circle round. A couple drops and they all start coming down.
Yeah, I might feel defeated, and I might hang my head. I might be barely breathing, but I'm not dead, no. 'Cause tomorrow's another day, and I'm thirsty anyway, so bring
Go Mondovi Buffaloes. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. No thoughts of your body running through my head. No bottle of bourbon beside the bed. Ooh. It wasn't no thing to give you up. I never reached for you in another touch. I don't ever think about you with them. And girl, tonight I won't call again and again. Ain't nothing but lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and heart, heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Yeah, baby, I can try, try, try. You missing me bad as I miss you. Snowballs to a phone call sounded something stupid, baby. 'Cause the truth is, the 90 proof is telling me lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lying to myself. Why in the hell do I keep saying I can get you back? That's about as honest as saying that I don't come down with the sun. I won't hate myself when the morning comes. Them ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes. I'm still a fool for you. Nothing I wouldn't do for you. Lies, lies, lies. Girl, I'm on a downhill dive. Habits and hard heartbreaks are hard to breathe. So I just tell the same old lies, lies, lies. Lies, lies, lies.
Country there from Morgan Wallen. Lies, lies, lies. Jody Messina's Bring On the Rain. Chesney in there. Trisha Yearwood as well with X's and O's. I told you she does sign her autographs with X's and O's. I've got a couple of them. Howdy, it's Stan. We're rolling through it. Want to learn more about Jody Messina? Find her on the web, jodymessina.com. She spells her name interestingly, JodeMessina.com. You can find where she's going to be playing. Next week, she'll be in Oxford at Oxford Performing Arts Center. And then she's headed to Westchester, Ohio to play at Laurie's Roadhouse. I've never been to Laurie's Roadhouse. I think I need to plan a trip. That just sounds like a good time. Find her, jodymessina.com.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
If I was to describe this sandwich in one word, I would say magical. Hi, this is Jamor, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is that extra oomph. I go back and forth from the spicy filet to the original filet. I get into the sweetness of the honey, then you have the extra kick from the spicy filet. The combination alone takes it over the top. It's award-winning.
The Chick-fil-A Honey Pepper Pimento Chicken Sandwich is back with a bite. Try it with the original or spicy filet, now for a limited time. Real guests paid for their testimonial.
Meet Cheryl.
Hey.
She's on vacation and lost in the moment. Unfortunately, so is her Chase debit card.
It's gotta be somewhere.
Maybe she lost it at salsa night.
These skirts should have pockets.
Or maybe she lost it at Pilates.
3 and 2 and...
But she's not worried. With the Chase mobile app, she can lock her card till it turns up. Tools to help protect. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
I'm sure you give just any customer your personal
company
contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year, so in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm John Wayne, Superman, California. I'm a Kris Kristofferson, Sunday morning. I'm a mom and dad singing along to Don McLean at the levee. And I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Marilyn Monroe in the Garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow up. I'm a Texaco star, I'm a Gibson guitar, still a teenage kid trying to go too far. I'm a jukebox waiting in a neon bar for a quarter. I'm a child of a backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. Never let me grow in the Garden of Eden, never grow up, and never grow old. Another level in the great wide open, on the boulevard of broken. John 316.
my soul. The longer I live, the more I see it. There's only one way home. I'm a child of the backseat freedom, baptized by rock and roll. I'll never leave my bow in the garden of Eden. Never grow up, never grow old. No, another rebel in the great wide open.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm finding out how hot an old flame can burn. You're a feeling I haven't forgot. The love I can't unlearn. You've become a memory I can't live without. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. Like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love's all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. Embers to ashes, that's how it should be. You'd think by now my heart would know, and it could set you free. The things I've tried, the tears I've cried, I guess there's no doubt. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. I don't know how to handle the dream you left behind. It's like a lighted candle burning up my mind. At least I'm happy knowing what love all about. You'll always be a fire I can't put out. You'll always be a fire I can't put out.
Your home for Durand Panther sports is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I didn't know if we were over or just on the rise. It was me thinking I could save us, just a mirage. I was burning up a highway that kept getting longer. With every turn of these tires, she just kept getting goner. And the sky was showing no signs of rain. Ain't nothing to lay in that plane.
I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. I wonder if she sat there stirring vodka with a straw, if she counting down the seconds, or maybe having second thoughts, and was moving all made up in her mind. Would she have changed it if she knew that I was racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. And it's 747, somewhere between here and heaven knows I let her slip away. Showed up and she's gone, guess I got to Tucson too late. Ooh. Now she's on some silver wings flying, and me, I'm on the bad side of good time, yeah. I'm racing through the desert, thinking I could catch her, but losing ground in this Chevrolet. It's 747, somewhere between here and heaven. Heaven knows I let her slip away. I showed up and she's gone, guess I waited too long. Like a sad country song, damn, I got to Tucson too late.
Jordan Davis there, Tucson too late. You know, I spent a month in Tucson one weekend. Let that one set in, huh? George Strait's A Fire I Can't Put Out. John Cougar, John Deere, John 316. Keith Urban in there as well. I think they forgot Jack Daniels, but it doesn't fit in all the John stuff, huh? Howdy, it's Stanley. I got Clay Walker on the way for you. Shania Twain, too.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection emailed directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s. Sunshine returns for tomorrow and even warmer, a high around 80. And up again on Monday, more sun in low 80s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s for the high on Tuesday. Slight shower chance Tuesday night and Wednesday. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently at 68.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Mixtapes got a little Hank, little Drake, a little something bumping, thump, thumping on the wheel ride. The mix and our drinks a little stronger than you think. So get a grip, take a sip of that Fiorite. Trucks jacked up, flat bills flip back. Yeah, you can find us where the party's at. This is how we roll.
We love who we love and we wanna have fun, yeah. We cuss on them Mondays and pray on them Sundays. Pass it around and we dream about one day. Cause this is how we roll.
Durand the Panthers. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN. We'll be right back.
I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you, 'cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Yeah, she's shaking, she's shimmying like Elvis singing all sugar. But you can't blame a boy for going driving like a stolen fast. With your wind of down brown hair blowing, look at me like a those flames again, I'd go back and
do your minute.
Your minute. I miss the fruit of your dancing on the barrel of your daddy's old boat. When my spirit starts sinking, I bet you always make it through. We weren't old enough to drink, but we damn sure did. my old truck.
Yeah, she's shaking, she's shimmying like Elvis singing all shook up. A heart on fire, a heart on fire, a heart on fire.
Church there. Got a little church on a Saturday evening. That's Heart on Fire. Clay Walker's What's It to You, Florida Georgia Line, and Luke Bryan with This Is How We Roll. Nothing but great music. You getting ready for Halloween? I'll tell you, I am. But this Halloween in the middle of the week stuff isn't good for me. Yeah, I think we should do a petition. Halloween should be on a Friday or Saturday night, right? Get the trick-or-treaters out then.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to healthcare. And that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 877-26-BIBLE. That's 877-26-BIBLE. 877-26-BIBLE.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Bed, have your boots been under? Did you see, I wonder, this time did it feel like thunder, baby? Well, who's been, have your boots been under? Don't look so lonely, don't act so blue. I know I'm not the only girl you run to. I know about love. I've seen your eye with the reader, the redhead down the lane. Whose bed have your boots been under? And whose heart did you see, I wonder? This time did it feel like thunder, baby? And who did you run to? And whose lips have you been kissing? And whose ear did you make a wish in? Is she the one? Thunder. Whose bed have your boots been?
back in town. Seemed like it'd been forever. She said it's good to be back home, but you know what would make it better? You still got that short bed Chevy we put the memory miles on. I'm sure you sold that thing. I smiled and said, you're wrong. It's in the barn out back. And if I can get that thing to crank, how about a little test drive down by the lake? Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if them miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they paved that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dogwood limb is still there to hang our shirts. If you ain't got nothing else to do tonight, let's see if that truck still works. We can roll the windows down. I bet I've still got two or three hair ties on the gear shift and a ball cap behind the seat. If you miss those old times, the sun sets about nine and I've got a four-wheel drive time machine. Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if the miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they paved that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dogwood limb is still there to hang our shirts. If you ain't got get stuck again. Let's see if that truck still works. Let's see if that song still sings. Let's see if the miles of corn still got that shade of green. Let's see if we can find that place I used to know about. Let's see if they paved that old dirt road that used to run out. Find out if that dogwood limb still there to hang our shirts. If you ain't got nothing else,
George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
WRDN.
Never see the seven wonders, that'll be alright. If I don't make it to the big leagues, if I never win a Grammy, I'm gonna be just fine. 'Cause I know exactly who I know just where I stand.
kill between the cradle and the grave. Father, time still takes a toll on every minute that you save. Legal tender's never gonna change the number on your days. The highest cost of living's dying, that's one everybody pays. So have it spent before you get the bill. There's no time to kill. We'd known 10 years ago today would be 10 years from now. Would we spend tomorrow's yesterdays and make it last somehow? Or be the cheers in someone else's game and never learn to play and see the rules of thumb are all the same that measure every day. The grass is green on both sides of the hill. There's no time to kill. No time to kill. Been in. Quit this work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill. If we had an hourglass to watch each one go by, or a bell to mark each one to pass, we'd see just how they fly. Would we escalate the value to be worth its weight in gold? Or would we never know the fortunes that we had till we grow old? And do we just keep killing time until there's no time to kill? No time to kill, even I said it probably always will. But I can look ahead and see that time is standing still. No time to kill, but time to change the kind of hurry I've been. Work and worry, looking back at where I've been. If you don't look ahead, nobody will. There's no time to kill.